This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Gregory Tallman, T-A-L-L-M-A-N, like November. Date of birth 3-16 of 1957. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Tallman with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and congestive heart failure. His last visit was May 13th of this year. His weight is unchanged from his previous visit. He does have chronic shortness of breath on exertion. Of course, worse with uphill inclines and with stairs. And that does resolve when he sits and rests. And then he's able to recover from the symptoms of dyspnea. He has not seen his cardiologist for almost a year, and he needs to call them and schedule an appointment for follow-up. And his wife and the patient agreed that they will get that done. Currently, he denies any chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He has chronic edema of the lower extremities, and the left is worse than the right due to the vein removal for his open heart surgery out of the left leg. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He is anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 mg twice a day. I want to highlight Bisoprolol 5 mg twice a day, Losartan 25 mg daily, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam. Weight, 310 pounds. Pulse is 94. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 124 over 80. He does have a permanent pacemaker in the left upper chest, and the rate is set at 94. That seems to prevent PVCs or SVT exacerbations. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese and non-tender. No ascites. Left lower extremity is 2-plus edema. Right lower extremities, 1 to 2-plus edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 10/22. 2024, creatinine is 1.43, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 54. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9.2. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.8. Hemoglobin 14.8 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently controlled. 3, congestive heart failure, and the patient needs to follow up with his cardiologist as soon as possible. It's been almost a year, and he is supposed to call the office for an appointment. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.